showtime.
Welcome to the BS Show. I'm Bob Sansevier, joined by my dawducer. It's a record 2 days in a row, record for the 2017, 2016. Boy, oh boy, she was sparse. But now, hi, Sam. How's you doing, honey, buddy?
I hate that voice so much.
Why?
There's so many.
Oh, you think that was bad?
On so many levels.
What was I just saying to your mother? That she couldn't say, well, I guess I got something.
Oh
I was
God.
Doing my Tracy.
He's in a really...
Got a goal now. Got a goal. Got to see y'all. Well, that was the line that he said, oh. You know, enjoy winter. That wasn't all he said, though. That was the end line of what he said. His whole, the line that, well, we're going to talk about this in a minute, but his line and.
Did he just say that?
He said more than
that.
He's
the one guy fat enough to be comfortable in this weather.
He wanted to say something like really topical and, you know, 21st century, like winter is coming. But he couldn't come up with it. All he could come up with was enjoy winter.
His whole line was, I won't be up here freezing my ass off, so y'all enjoy winter. What's the over-under? Century and a half before his ass would freeze off?
Yeah, I was going to say.
It would take some doing. Anywho, thank you to Tom Bernard, the Tom Bernard Digital Radio Network, for inviting us to be part of the network way back in 2015. And it's been a long time, and we're having a great time. Thank you to our sponsors. They include Bradshaw and Bryant, always seeking justice for the injured. MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Get for more information, Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System, SmartStartMN.com. If you or someone you know is dealing with a DUI, give them a call or go to SmartStart.com. MN.com for the number, and they'll get you back on the road seamlessly. Also, MyPillow, MyPillow.com, Chanticleer Pizza, Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team, Thomas Brand Homes, Solidarity HealthShare, and Frontiersman. Walk in, mention the BS Show, 5% off a used gun. We are joined today from my left to right. I love when the guys do games like that, from our left to right, but from mine, Kevin Cusick, Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com, and at The Loop Now on Twitter. Movie critic and funny man, Brian Miller, B-R-Y-A-N, Brian Miller, comedy.com, at Real Brian Miller, with a Y, on Twitter, and soon to be, so what exactly are we going to, do we call you now? You're not just Business and Leisure Attorney Jeff O'Brien, you're going to be author of new legislation,
no,
right, or
no,
a book.
Not a book, yeah.
But the book has to do with, you know, with craft beer and...
Yeah, it's going to be about attorney friend of mine and I are writing a book on the legal steps to starting a brewery, and it's going to be Minnesota specific. So she wrote the book a couple years ago for California, and I'm taking in... We're adapting that.
Okay, so
her stuff, and I'm writing the Minnesota section.
You got 50 or 60 craft beer clients now. What did it say? Another 50, 60?
We'll see.
How many more craft brewers are out there looking to get going?
We'll find out, hopefully.
So when are you going to have it done? By the weekend?
Probably by the end of the year.
I will say that Jeff is a talented writer because he does his you have a blog, but also you put together a fantastic bio for Sam for something that she's entered in. She's entered into one of those beauty pit. No, it's not that at all. It was nice of you to do that. We got it. Okay, I gave the quote. I want to go right into this with this Tracy Clays, the comment about freezing his ass off. And now the Jerry Kill comment, the Clays one pales by comparison. Jerry Kill just can't keep his mouth shut. Kevin, what was the quote he had after they won the Holiday Bowl, that it's like the biggest, best coaching job in the history of coaching?
One of the, I don't know if he said the best or one of the
best. I think he said the best. It wasn't one of, it was the best, I believe.
Well, it was one of the best is one of the best examples of endurance by any fans who sat through the entirety of the Holiday Bowl, which was a bad Gophers team depleted against a Washington State team that must have left their bar in Tijuana about noon and showed up for the game because they were almost hungover.
Well, Jerry Kill today, I will never step foot in TCF Bank Stadium or the football facility ever again. First of all, there's no reason he would. Nobody's inviting him. Right. But if Rutgers comes here.
No, Rutgers, he's going to do it by phone?
Yeah, he's the offensive coordinator. I won't go back there. What a dope.
I'll have my seizure someplace else. Yeah. Thank you.
You know, maybe that's why. I will never step my shaky foot.
We were talking before the show, the greatest skill a person can have, if you can have any one person, it's know your place in the market, know your place in the world, know your true value.
Yeah.
You don't want to be screwing yourself, and you don't want to be overinflating yourself. Clays was clearly guilty of that. He had no idea how fragile his hold on the job was. Now, Jerry Kills comes out and basically shows he has the same kind of delusions of grandeur, that he was like this fantastic coach in Gophers history, this conquering hero, that somehow him not setting foot in, that anyone would give a rip.
You know, when you take a step back, they...
Paramedics will be happy he's not setting foot in. A little lighter, less risk.
Breathe easier.
Going there.
Go back over the last... Mason was the only one who, when you look at it, was a guy who knew what he was doing. The guy that preceded... who's the... my heart's a-jumping, my corpuscles are pumping, hearts
Wacker.
A-pumping. Jim Wacker. Okay. And then the other guy, the tight end coach... That was his
Brewster.
Name. Brewster. Tim Brewster.
And Mason, the firing of Mason is still, you know, he kind of wore out his welcome, but they did fire him in an absolute panic.
Yes.
Over the, I don't remember what bowl game it was. It was the one in Arizona.
Well, they lost, but it was a hell of a 30-point. But still, I mean, he had the program in the right direction. But these two guys have shown that Killen Clay's to be bigger clowns than Wacker and Brewster. I mean, it's particularly the delusional part. Wacker was just a guy. I mean, take a look back on guys they've put in that position who were in no way.
Fiddle. That was Wacker's thing. Oh, fiddle.
Do you think if Kill wouldn't have gotten involved, that this would have retroactively come back on him? Or people would have remembered him more fondly if he would have just kept his mouth shut?
He brought in some of these athletes.
I was going to say, that's the question.
Well, the team that is there now is the template that he set up.
Right, and Clay's is his guy.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're... Clay's is, though, accountable for what... I know people say you can't watch him 24-7, but I think it comes down to respect for your coach. And anyone who would respect a coach in a program, they would not do what they did.
Once they saw the police report, once they saw the police report, they should have shut down the bowl.
Yes.
That would have... You know, maybe he wouldn't have kept his job anyway, but would have shown at least some standards. Like, you know, we're not going to pretend that this is just some off-the-field issue, that this is much bigger than that.
I also, based on the statement that was made by Mark Carl, the AD, he wanted to make the point in that Clay's was on board with this. This was not a secret to him, and he didn't disagree with it, that he agreed with the suspension of these players. And I think that's probably as much or more than the tweets would cost them his job, because they turned on them in a big way.
Well, the players calling him a liar.
He already had a tenuous hold on the job because for the cream puff schedule they had this year, they finished 8-4. They had three non-conference patsies. They barely beat two of them, and then they lost Wisconsin, lost to Iowa.
Their one good win this year was here against Northwestern in terms of a team. That was a bowl team.
Why would that? Do you, who
if
went to
Northwestern's your big win? That's not saying
so
much.
He didn't exactly set the world on fire in the season. There was already talk about whether or not he was going to come back, and Coyle was answering questions about whether or not he's going to get an extension. And then on top of that, the EOAA investigation blows up and these suspensions happen, and then he just feels like you said before, Kevin, about knowing your market. And then at that point, feeling that he was going to throw in with the players and basically thumb his nose at the administration and do it so publicly on Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, he was already the Gerald Ford of coaches. I mean, nobody sought him out and picked him out.
No.
Right? They liked somebody else.
He was unelected.
He was, and that guy went out, and he was the panic option, and they stuck with the temporary panic option.
The players had the same delusions as the coach. The players thought that them coming out and calling Coyle and Kaler liars was somehow going to part the Red Sea.
And demanding that they back down, it was folly.
Yeah, he was hired because at the time they needed both a football coach and an athletic director. The idea was, well, this staff has been together for 20 years. If we let Clay's be the head coach, we'll keep it together. And the first thing he did is fire the offensive coordinator.
Line Rover.
Thereby nullifying that theory. Mm-hmm. And I think it was the right move. I mean, I don't see 9-4 and winning the Holiday Bowl in the midst of all of this. Like I said before, if we're going to have a scandal, at least get to a New Year's Day game.
Yeah, I mean, he's not Jim Harbaugh.
No.
You know, he's not a guy that they sought out and has these huge prospects. Well, he kind of lucked into the job he got.
Yeah, he's not Jim Harbaugh. He won a bowl game this year.
It's interesting because, you know, I had Ricky Foggy on my Case in Point podcast 2 weeks ago on the day of the Holiday Bowl. And, you know, he went through a similar transition where he had Lou Holtz leave and they turned over the team to John Gutekunst, the defensive coordinator. And he said Goody was a really good coordinator. He was just a more laid-back guy. Lou was the firecracker. And you really saw – you can see that with Killen Clay's. Clay's is a tech technical defensive coordinator. That's his strong point. But is he a leader of young men? I don't think he was.
Mm. You know, clearly he wasn't, because if he was a leader, he would have persuaded these guys not to go on, you know, he talked them off that ledge of wanting to go and boycott, and that was a mistake. And he would have also talked to them and convinced them that this could only go bad for you.
When this incident happened, he almost like crawled into a shell in the corner so that he wouldn't hear the details of the case.
He tried to feign ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Let's take a quick break. So when we get back, there's a number of names that have been surfacing, and I want to get all of your opinions of what could be actually realistic.
Lou Holtz coming back?
He's available.
I think Chip Kelly's going to be available soon.
Chip Kelly is available.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, that would be an interesting one. You know,
Chip
PJ
Kelly's
Flex name
available
is thrown
for
out
a
there.
While.
I don't know
who else in the NFL has gotten fired from two head coaching jobs in 368 days.
Oh, I think he has to go down to college.
Oh, he
has.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's done in the NFL.
But there's no job open right now, except.
Not exactly.
Let's talk about that in a moment. We'll be take a quick break. Be right back. Justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan at Bradshaw and Bryant. Most of the time, you don't need a lawyer, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw and Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw and Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk to Bradshaw and Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. It won't cost you anything. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw and Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. Bradshaw and Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights. Be an advocate for you and see that you're treated fairly. So if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw and Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need. Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a Smart Start Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The Smart Start Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a Smart Start system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. Smart Start now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. Smart Start has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. Smart Start has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and Smart Start representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at Smart Start know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring. And they can answer all your questions. Smart Start is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to smartstartmn.com. That's smartstartmn.com or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050. And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI. If your health care has become a burden, there may be a solution. The open enrollment period is here. This is your chance to make the change to reflect your faith. Solidarity Healthcare, a healthshare nonprofit, is taking the nation by storm and bringing faith back to healthcare, a program that honors your Catholic beliefs. If you're ready to take control, call Solidarity Healthcare at 844-313-4999 or visit their website at solidarityhealthcare.org and learn about healthcare for the common good. Solidarityhealthcare.org. For years, I was getting a lousy night's sleep. I have sleep apnea, and I wear a CPAP mask. I would be sleeping, and I'd keep waking up because the mask would shift. I talked to Mike Lindell, the owner of MyPillow. He told me about a pillow that MyPillow has that would help, and it has helped. I sleep through the night now. I'm getting the best sleep I've ever gotten, and it's all because of MyPillow. My wife, Mary, has neck issues. She had disc replacement surgery. She now gets uninterrupted sleep because of MyPillow. My kids that use MyPillow, they all love it. If you're looking for uninterrupted sleep, go to MyPillow. Minnesota made MyPillow, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. It has one of the best warranties of any product you'll ever find, a decade's worth of warranty. I'd like to share the special offer with you. Buy a bed pillow from MyPillow and get one free. That's right, the old buy one, get one, but this is one of the best of them all. Two ways to get the special offer. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code THEBSSHOW. Easy to remember, THEBSSHOW, the name of this show. Or call the special 800 number, 800-320-3501, 800-320-3501. That is for the buy one, get one offer. And we have a very special offer for all of you who purchase and send us a proof of purchase. You will get a t-shirt from the BS Show, a BS Show t-shirt. All you have to do, like I said, is send us a proof of purchase. You find the information about that on the BSblog.com. I love my MyPillow, and I know you will too. Jerry Kill doesn't want to hear that song anymore.
Let's park around his house and play it on loudspeakers like if David Koresh and cool.
Oh, you know? It would bother him as much as now. We're outside. We're in a nice building. You can't hear. But outside, they're building a new condo. And it's just a clang.
Yep.
The constant clanging trying to get. And how deep they have to go to get through the dirt or the,
Pretty deep.
No, yeah. They have to with, you know, with the frost, but my God, it's just ka-kang, ka-kang.
In the City Pages building, it just vibrates in there.
You can feel it. Oh, you're there on Mondays,
oh,
right?
Yeah, and all the City Pages staff, all these poor girls are just twitchy.
Before we get back to the... Why don't you write movie reviews for City Pages?
Why don't you run that up the City Pages editorial board? That's a fine question to maybe
post. Do they have somebody doing them?
They do.
Who is it?
Michael Nordine, I think is the guy's name.
Well, but there's enough movies for more than one person to opine. Or you could have yours and his.
Fair letter to the editor.
I might have to make a few phone calls.
Sounds like we're looking for a groundswell here. A groundswell.
Well, I mean, it makes they know you do it, right? Mm-hmm, and you probably have mentioned it.
It might have come
one
up
or
the
2,000 times.
Yes.
That would be a great website, groundswell.com. Just basically, we'll support whatever you want us to support.
Right.
We'll marshal our resources, get all our web fans in Russia and Uzbekistan.
I got to ask you, because one of my kids had it on, and I came in for the last half hour. This movie, Selfless.
Selfless.
Is it worth watching? Ryan Reynolds is in it.
Oh, with Ben Kingsley.
It's confusing as hell when I came in. Is it worth watching from the beginning, or is it? Well, I understand. I actually went to Wikipedia to read the plot, and that confused me.
Yeah, it's funny. It must not be that good because I don't remember any details about it. But it also must not be that bad. I mean, I remember what happened in it. I don't remember loving it or hating it.
I mean, this is not rooting for it. Basically, Kingsley is dying, and he takes his consciousness goes into another body.
But, of course, you know, they tell him, don't worry. This body's been totally erased. There's no old memories in it. Well,
yes.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Would you want old memories in your head of people that, like, Ben Kingsley has been intimate with? You know, you
wouldn't want ooh, I don't know.
I don't think we'd want to go down that road.
Here, see, he was the one movie he was really great in was
Gandhi,
Mona Lisa.
Oh, Gandhi was his first movie, right?
Was that it? Was his first. That was his star making.
Oh, he'd been in movies
before.
Where
he won the Oscar, but a couple of years after that, he played a British mobster in Mona Lisa.
Oh,
Bob Hoskins was in it.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So I realized that was Ben Gazzara.
That was the start of a whole string of bad guy roles that he was perfect in.
I don't know where Ben Kingsley ended and Mahatma Gandhi or Mohandas Gandhi began. I mean, he was a dead ringer for him in that movie.
Well, see, I always mistake Kingsley and Ben Gazzara, who's like the evil version of Ben Kingsley, which I love.
From Roadhouse.
The American version.
Yeah.
And he was a bad guy.
Sneakers. Big Lebowski.
Jackie Treehorn. He treats objects like women, man.
Right for now, 2017, what's the best movie you can recommend for people to go see?
Like this in theaters right this second? Manchester by the Sea is really good.
But is it in theaters?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's
gotten
widespread now.
Yeah, that one's wide. And I hear Patriots Day, the Boston Marathon
bombing.
Is that
out already?
It's coming out, like I think, in a week. I hear it's like the best. I hear it's just fantastic. If you didn't see it, the best movie that nobody talked about last year was Deepwater Horizon. Another
I liked it.
I thought it was really good. I thought it was pretty fascinating, but nobody talked about that one.
Well, I think it got panned, too, by some critics. Not you, of course.
No, not me. I gave it a rave.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
I thought it was really good.
I like
what did City Pages give it?
Yeah, I want to know what the definitive word was from the City Pages guy.
No one remembers. I'm going to get fired.
Well, where are you? Are you anywhere this weekend?
I'm off this weekend, and then next weekend I'm in lovely downtown Sauk Rapids.
Wow.
Benton Station.
Well, okay, here now, because I just thought of this, and I haven't before, we have funny man slash movie critic, mm-hmm. Brian Miller, BrianMillerComedy.com, at Real Brian Miller. We have Jeff O'Brien, at Jeff O'Brien, mm-hmm. who represents 50, 60, 70, soon to be 100 and something.
Who knows, yep.
Craft breweries. Mm-hmm. Do you have any craft breweries that would book a comic or a movie critic?
I've worked at many a
There's
craft
a few
brewery.
That have had them in the have had comedians in their tap room. Yeah.
Oh well, maybe you two guys should talk about
do a craft brewery tour.
You could do the tour. If it would 50, 60, you go through once this year, and you don't have to go again until next year.
Well, Sisyphus Brewing is a craft brewery up in kind of by Uptown. They have comedy every week.
Yeah. Is that one of yours?
Right no, off, that's right by Dunwoody, isn't
yep,
it?
Yep, right
I know
by
them. I don't represent them.
What's wrong with those idiots? If you want the best, like it said on the pizza box.
You want to be in the book.
When you want yeah. You're like it's like the Better Business Bureau that you're paid to play.
You could see stand up in a you know tap room. You imagine Jerry Seinfeld going up. What is it about hops?
It is tap rooms are kind of perfect though demographically for me anyway because it's people who are drinking, they're having a good time, but they're not hammered. Nobody you don't go to a craft brewery and get you know blitz. You're not drinking tequila shots at $2 a pop.
But
unless you're a Gopher student,
well, and the age range is pretty good. You know it keeps it's a little bit older, but not too much. So you get a nice. Just nice age range. Well, people are, you know, kind of classier. You know, it's
good. But the one in Buffalo, the Pug, who you Pugs, introduced me to, it's a really nice place. But the first time I went in there to say hello to him, he got a nice couple there playing like Battleship. Mm-hmm. You know, and they bring their own food in, but it's an eclectic crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, very much so.
Anyone who brings their own board game to a bar.
No, but you can though. They always encourage
that, yeah.
But you have to break through that. You don't want to, you know, when they're, you don't want to be telling a joke when they say you sunk my battleship.
Oh, I'll riff on Battleship. I'll do 5 minutes on Battleship.
That's right. You'll go right
Split
on that.
Split sides.
Have you seen the movie Battleship?
Yeah, my favorite part is that they actually
horrible.
They actually shoot. Because it's aliens, by the way. It's aliens versus Battleship. The aliens' weapons are these giant red pegs that stick in the battleships and then explode, which was so stupid that I kind of loved
Who?
It.
Is it Rihanna is in it?
Rihanna
I knew
it.
There was some star in it.
Peter Berg directed it, the director of Patriots Day, the new Marky Mark movie, and director of Deepwater Horizon.
And we have to. Apparently, every movie he has, he works in a McAllister t-shirt or some reference to it. Yeah, because that's where he went.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool director. Very Bad Things is a very underrated comedy. Very funny movie about a bachelor party where they accidentally kill a hooker. And it starts a
Is
series
that
of
Christian
murders.
Slater?
Yep, Christian Slater, Jeremy Piven,
I did see
Daniel
that.
Stern.
It's been
really
out a while.
Dark.
That's
movie.
His too.
Yep, that's his first
he
movie.
He actually does make some pretty good movies.
Yeah, they're really interesting. Weird. Oh, he directed Friday Night Lights, which is a fantastic sports movie.
Oh, because he knew Bissinger, right?
Yeah,
that was might have been his first movie, his first director.
Directorial. Second after Very Bad Things, I believe.
Oh,
actually, in The Rundown. He did The Rundown with The Rock and Sean William Scott, another underrated movie.
He's What's kind up of... with Buzz Bissinger now? We haven't heard from
oh
him.
My God.
He had some personal issues.
His
going
fashion
on.
Addiction? Did you read about that?
Yes. His what?
Oh, yeah. He got addicted to high-end fashion and blew all his money buying, like, leather gloves and crap. And then he wrote a big
How
article.
How much could he have if he blew it on leather gloves? I guess they're pricey.
Oh, I'm talking millions of dollars he spent on high-end men's fashion.
Why not just do what Marino did? He just had those what were the gloves
the isotoner?
The isotoners.
Yeah, right.
They looked like they were – you could get a two-for-one deal there, too. They looked like they were pretty good. Better Business Bureau would have went after them, though, for the isotoners. All right. Well, we were going to come back and talk about who could be the gopher. Fleck, who do you like, Kevin?
Well, I think Fleck Bowl. Is the guy they're looking at, but I think in their heart of hearts, if they could have anyone, they'd want Craig Bohl.
Because he can recruit in Minnesota. He did it.
He built the juggernaut that is still, even though they lost in the semifinals this year, built the North Dakota State juggernaut.
Yeah, I mean, he would be a great
with
pick.
A lot of Minnesota kids.
And what about you? You a Fleck guy? Or do you care? Or a bowl guy?
You know, my fingers crossed for Chip Kelly just because I think he's such a weirdo. I know it's not going to happen, but I think it'd be great.
It would bring a different kind of player here.
Yeah, he's nuts.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be good for the school.
Kaepernick be his offensive coordinator?
Well, he won't be in the NFL very long.
No. And do you care? I know you're worried about Caruso. That's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. I think they're going to go. I think Fleck is probably the guy. If I recall, I read something. I think that Coyle might have interviewed him or talked to him when he was trying to fill the Syracuse job at one point. So, and who knows, they may have already had, you know, feelers back and forth to find out before they made this move.
It's very easy to do feelers nowadays with the internet.
Well, but here's what I wonder, though. I know that they were getting ready for a bowl game. Why was he not was he considered for some of the jobs that opened? None of them good enough? This is not a plum job for anyone.
I think when you get to a Cotton Bowl, so out of the blue, the last thing you want to do is bail right before the game. That it basically,
or even interview.
I think there's an understanding that, you know what, if you really want me, you'll wait. Mm. But you can't get to your first major bowl game ever as a school and have the coach bail that night.
Well, here's the other thing I wonder. Like, a lot of times you hear of guys that are hot commodities and the alumni comes up with money to, they find a way to keep it. How much money is in Kalamazoo? Mm. I mean, how much money is in Western Michigan?
Speaking of bad coaches, though, has there ever been a coach fired between the semifinal and a championship game the way Lane Kiffin?
Oh, yeah.
That was nuts. Door. He was missing buses. He was, like, falling asleep in meetings. And, you know, in the game, they were lucky that, you know, they were playing Washington. They only had, like, 50 yards passing, Alabama, whatever. And to get fired before the championship game shows that Lane Kiffin is even a worse human being than you imagined.
But was he like that all year? Just after was he working the Florida Atlantic thing, and that's he was just exhausted?
I think once he got the Florida Atlantic job,
he just checked out
that he was too busy worried about recruiting and stuff like that and half-assing the Alabama.
How do you half-ass Alabama?
Yes, Lane Kiffin. How do you go through seven jobs the way he has with everyone? And everyone laughed when Al Davis fired him as the Raiders coach years ago and said, this is one of the most loathsome human beings I've ever run into. And he's still only like 32 years old, and everyone's saying, why is Al Davis picking on poor Lane Kiffin? And now the people in Tennessee say the same thing, the people at USC.
I don't get it, because, I mean, his dad was a great guy. Mm-hmm. It is a great guy. Monty Kiffin, because he coached here, and I knew him, and I said at the end of Tom's show, I got several 3 a.m. phone calls after a Vikings game when he was gone, wanting to know what Denny had to say and what was going on, because he just liked charting Denny's career. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of coaches that had coached at one time enjoyed watching Denny from afar.
Well, John Gruden I like, and Jake Gruden seems pretty awful. He's always quick to throw his own players under the bus.
Came out of the same...
Yeah.
And so, John Harbaugh and Jim Harbaugh, they're different, too.
Oh, yeah.
All of my siblings still have hair. And, you know, so there's always one bad apple in every batch, I think, is probably how it works out. And Lane Kiffin was that bad apple.
I thought you just shaved the top to look more distinguished.
No, there's some growth issues.
Or going for some Ben Kingsley roles.
I need George Toma to come out and work on the turf.
All right, you know what? We're going to take a quick break. Kelly in Vegas. I'm so thrown off by this week.
Yeah,
What day does it feel like to you? Does it feel like a Tuesday? Or does it feel like later in the week? Because the Monday, last week I was so really thrown off.
I just feel like I'm floating through timeless space right now.
My wife was home all week off work. It just nothing can throw me off more because I work out of my office at home. And so it's just like, who knows?
I was that way until Sunday.
Like, who are you?
Yeah. Because Sunday
was
a typical Sunday for me in that there was the Vikings game and then I went into work. Mm. Every other day was off.
Sure.
But the Sunday routine being the same got me back on.
You? Do you work Monday?
A little bit from home.
But, what happened Sunday night, was it Sunday? No, Monday night at 6:30 in the evening. And, Sam, we haven't talked about this. Why did you call your mother and not me?
If she was the first phone number at the top of the list. I just clicked on it.
Mary gets a call from Sam, and all of a sudden there's hysteria. Sam hit a patch of ice, and it was...
The road was ice.
It was an ice skating rink.
Monday night, when you can barely walk on your driveway.
Ames. I had to bring my son back to Ames. He was home for Christmas break, and he has a broken hand. So I had to drive him to Ames and back, starting at like 1 o'clock.
Oof.
And it was pouring rain on the way down, and on the way back, it was just like sleet.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
No, it was absolutely horrible. I mean, when I walked across the road. But when I went there, I got there around, took us 40 minutes to get there, and it's less than a 10-minute drive to where she was.
You're skipping the reason why I called.
Yeah.
I didn't. I thought I said you went into a ditch.
I spun myself firmly into a ditch.
Now imagine, take your arm, and if you were to hold it straight up and down, and then if you pointed it halfway down at the ground, that's how, it was an incredible incline.
Oh, wow, it was pitched.
It was down.
Yeah, it was very, very steep, and I got out of my car, and it was centimeters from this tree.
Oh.
Just centimeters. Like, I don't know
yeah,
if
well,
I
it doesn't matter because there's still $7,000
so
worth of damage.
Did you go get the new Mustang then to help pull you out?
Yeah, I should have. He wouldn't have slipped around so bad.
So you mean an actual Mustang?
Not yeah. Well, we had there was a really nice
He's
guy.
He's pretty manly.
More horsepower.
Yes.
Yeah. A neighbor stopped by incredibly, and a lot of people stopped, and I was really very appreciative of that, but he said, you know, it was 4 hours, by the way, before AAA, and it wasn't.
Whoa.
Okay, AAA was, I knew it would be a busy night. Problem is, when my wife called originally, whoever took the information took the wrong address, and the guy showed up in a city that was about 20 minutes away, and I was told.
He went to St. Bonnie.
He's on location. I said, no, he's not. Well, then he'll be there any second. And then finally, the cop who was hanging out with me said, maybe you should call this company. They didn't even service that area. So I called back half an hour later. They showed up around 11:30. But, I mean, my day was thrown off from that. Last night, I was up because we had, you know, on a circuit breaker, sometimes they trip. Mm-hmm. Well, our circuit breaker to the water to the horses tripped.
Because we have
so everything froze.
Well,
yeah, so we have like 9 or 10 pastures, and each one has its own like automatic water tank. So when they drink water, it fills automatically, and those froze.
So this morning, Sam said there was a horse that got out of one of the front things. So Mary went out, and I was up for hours because I checked every water, and then I was refilling waters in the barn. But I'm exhausted, so I'm losing track of days. Anywho, let's take a quick break. Kevin Cusick, Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com. At the Loop now. Brian Miller with a Y. The Y is after the B and the R and before the A and the N. BrianMillerComedy.com, at Real Brian Miller. Jeff O'Brien, author. Jeff O'Brien.
Dr. Esquire.
Writing
yeah,
a book.
Dr. Esquire.
You are the...
Author, Dr. Esquire?
The authority on craft breweries, writing about basically starting a craft brewery in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And who are you doing it with another attorney?
Yeah, Candace Moon. She calls herself the craft beer attorney out of San Diego. She's about
you're going to do it with her.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're thinking of doing a craft brewery, Jeff O'Brien's the guy to call because he represents. So what do you know what percentage you have of them? You mentioned that one you don't have, which is one of the few. You must have 80 to 90% of the breweries.
No.
You
it's
don't?
Just, no,
it's, how many are there?
Probably about 200 or so in this state.
Okay, but you got over 25% of them.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good number.
He's a big number.
He's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure for those craft breweries who don't use them, put it out of your mind. Just get in touch with Jeff O'Brien.
He said it, not me.
At Jeff O'Brien. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come right back with Kelly in Vegas, brought to you by Chanticleer Pizza. Hey, do you love pizza? If you do, that means you love Chanticleer Pizza. Chanticleer has been in business for more than 50 years, and you don't last that long in any business unless you're giving people what they want. Chanticleer delivers every time. Chanticleer features thin crust, New York hand-tossed, and a pan pizza. 11 Twin Cities locations with delivery and carryout. In Coon Rapids and Maple Grove, you will find the Chanticleer Pizza Grill, full bar restaurant, full menu, burgers, salads, pastas, pizza, of course, and much more. And there's great game day specials on Sundays during the football season. Chanticleer is your game day delivery expert for the football season. Chanticleer Pizza restaurants are independently owned and operated. For more information, go to ChanticleerPizza.com. That's ChanticleerPizza.com. Chanticleer Pizza, the clear choice for all pizza lovers. Are you looking to buy your first home? Or are you looking to buy your third home? The Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team, with offices in Edina and Stillwater, is able to help you no matter what your situation, whether you're a first-time home buyer or building your real estate portfolio. Their experts can help you find the best loan program for your situation. With interest rates being low, there isn't a better time to buy or refinance than now. You can visit their website, mnbankandtrust.com. That's mnbankandtrust.com. Or call 952-841-9300. That's 952-841-9300. And contact one of their mortgage specialists today to get started on financing your next home. Minnesota Bank and Trust is a member of the FDIC and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 490-951. Recently, you've heard me talk about the home builder Thomas Brand Homes, but what you may not know is they do more than just build new homes. Tom Bernard partnered with his good friend and general contractor, Tom Huseman, and started Thomas Brand Homes after learning firsthand just how difficult it is to find a general contractor that you can trust and count on to do what they say. In addition to building beautiful custom homes, they are also your go-to general contractor for home projects, both large and small. From full basement, kitchen, and bath remodels to replacing inefficient windows and doors at a better price, it is higher quality than you'll find at any of the big box stores. For your home improvement projects, both large and small, give Thomas Brand Homes a chance. Call them at 612-545-5847. They'd love to meet with you and provide a free, no-pressure estimate. That's 612-545-5847, or visit their website at thomasbrandhomes.com. That's Thomas, B-R-A-N-D-T, homes.com. I'm really kind of shy, but I get this feeling. We are back. Kevin Cusick, Brian Miller, Jeff O'Brien, Sam.
Sup?
Do we need to shout?
Who shouted? And brought to you by Chanticleer Pizza, Kelly in Vegas, at Kelly in Vegas on Twitter, KellyInVegas.com, for more information. If you want to, you know, if you want to subscribe to her service, and also VegasInsider.com, Sportsline, you're everywhere.
I am everywhere. It feels like, but I like it. I feel like it's the best exposure that way.
Well, you should be, because you're very good at what you do. Now, here's my question for you: there were a lot of games to bet between the NFL and college. How'd you do?
Let's just say it was a great three-week stretch there during bowls. I mean, anytime the dogs do well, you have to assume that I'm going to do pretty well. I had an awful beat on Stanford and North Carolina that, you know, if you saw, there's like a minute and a half left, and I was begging for North Carolina to hit that two-point conversion because I was holding a Stanford minus 2.5 ticket. And then I had a chance to actually win the mini contest over at the Golden Nugget for $8,000. And I don't know if you saw, the missed PAT by Western Michigan caused me to push on the game, and I lost $8,000 basically by a half a point.
I think I saw something on Twitter about your reaction.
Yeah, I tried not to lose my mind, but
Let me ask you this. How do you not lose your mind when you bet as much as you do and things like that happen? And you're sitting there saying, it's automatic.
It's one thing when it's an actual bet. So I gave it out to my customers early, so they all had an 8 if they bet it early. If not, they had an 8.5, 9, it got all the way to 9.5. The problem is, and what upset me the most, is this is a year-long contest that you're in, and that's what's the most excruciating part. So the last 3 weeks they do like a special thing just to kind of keep people interested. And I have a partner in that contest, and he and I were doing really well, 5-2, 6-1 every week. And the Stanford beat was kind of bad, and we're like, you know what, it'll be okay. We were also on Michigan, so that was pretty gross. So we're like, you know what, if we go 5-2, we can win this thing. But we ended up going 4-2-1 because the contest lines don't move. So that's what just made it even more gross, is that it's not, I mean, $8,000 isn't a regular bet. You know, between the two of us, that'd have been $4,000. That's not a regular bet. So we're talking a regular bet. These things happen. But when, you know, that kind of money's on the line, it's hard not to lose your mind.
Well, does the national championship game come into play in this, or is it over?
It's over now.
Okay.
We already had it's just the final 3 weeks of the college football season and the regular NFL season. So it is over, and I also lost my suicide, which was a nice, I think it was almost $6,000 I was in from the entire season. I had picked Auburn plus 5.5. I got a good number on them, and as you know, both their quarterbacks got knocked out. They were playing with a third-string quarterback. Credit to Oklahoma. They played a great game, but it would have been at least nice to have an opportunity to get a chance to cover that one as well. So it's been a tough week. NFL was really good last week. I was really happy. I had the Saints plus 7, so I shouldn't complain. Anybody holding a Falcons minus 7 ticket probably was not very happy. They came back in the fourth quarter, as you saw. So it goes both ways. You know, you got to take the highs with the lows.
Now this weekend, you've got games where you've got one game you're going to see a third-string quarterback, and Osweiler is back. How do you handicap a game like that when there's such an unknown?
This is exactly what I told everybody in that scenario. Don't spend time trying to figure out which backup quarterback is going to be playing. This is what I said on Monday. Obviously, it's Wednesday now. We know Connor Cook's going to be playing. We know that Brock Osweiler is going to be back in. But either way, this is going to come down to the defense and the run game. That's why it is the lowest total we've seen of the season at 36.5, and I expect it to go lower. It actually might even be lower if I look right now. Right now, it is sitting at, well, it hasn't moved. So
that's the lowest. One of those, that's the lowest over under of the year.
Of the year.
Wow.
And I'm talking Vikings games were pretty low in the like the low 40s and the high 30s. But this is the lowest of the year, and there's a reason for it. We don't expect to see. Let's be honest. Jack Del Rio is not going to let Connor Cook do a whole lot. We saw it in the Broncos game last week.
But he wasn't bad. He put up decent numbers.
He wasn't bad, but you have to remember, this is a rookie quarterback who was a really good college quarterback, and you have to limit them in what their abilities are. It's the same thing I said about Carson Wentz to start the season. Carson looked great because nobody had any tape on him. Once those defensive coordinators were like, this is what this kid's limitations are, let's get in his head and force him to make mistakes, it just all went downhill, crashing and burning. So that's what you're going to see from the Houston defense here, to try to get into Connor Cook's head. And then you have Brock Osweiler, the most overpaid quarterback in history. And I loved him in Denver, but he makes mistakes as well. So we're seeing this Lions Houston -4 right now. I think it should be about 3. I'm not rushing to back Oakland. I was not impressed with them last week against my Broncos. Granted, I was happy at the result, but I don't know what we're going to see from this Oakland team other than the run game, and hopefully that's enough for them to actually get the W. I do feel bad for Oakland fans. I mean, what a – and you know Derek Carr, of course. What a season-ending injury after you've had one of the best seasons. My favorite thing was playing the Raiders twice a year because you knew that was 2 Ws.
I just have a sneaking suspicion that Oakland may be able to pull the upset. And the MVP,
I think so.
And the MVP of the game will be Brock Osweiler.
Yeah.
Their defense will wreak enough havoc with him, and he's already under enough pressure. They basically forced to put him back in the lineup because of Savage's concussion.
Yeah.
That I could just see Oakland's defense making enough big plays to.
Wow.
Well, I agree. I think it's going to come down to a lot of defense. I mean, we could end up seeing it being 7-6. You know, it's going to be a really ugly game to watch, I have a feeling.
And Oakland's got the big kicker.
Well, and Oakland also has they have one of the best outside or pass rushers in the game, too.
I was like, Khalil Mack is in and J.J. Watt is out. Maybe that's the ultimate difference.
And with the points, I think all of the underdogs you can make a case this week with the spreads. Because I think some of the spreads are a little high.
I think you can make a case for any of the dogs this week. There are a couple favorites that I lean towards, but I agree with that.
But next week, though, when New England's in play, I don't think you can go with the dogs.
You just can't. New England's worse than Alabama this year. I have bet against New England so many times that I just, makes my head want to spin around like The Exorcist. Because it's like, when are the books going to adjust on these guys? And it's the same thing with that Alabama team we saw this year. The books would adjust a point or two. Every week you were getting value on whoever was playing, either one of them. And it's gross, but they are a great team this year. Okay. So,
who's the best playoff team against the spread this year?
Ooh, well, that's a great question. I think it might actually be the Dolphins.
Yeah, because a lot of people.
Because
team
Dolphins started
under the radar
so bad, and then once they got the running attack,
because they're 9-6-1. Let's see. I think they might be. Actually, it's probably the Raiders. Yeah, the Raiders are 10-6. Pitt's 9-6-1 as well.
I thought Pittsburgh might be up there.
Yeah, Pittsburgh tied with the Dolphins. Yeah, so just
how about those Packers?
The Packers have not been good this year, and you know that. They started off really bad, 8-7-1. 3-5 on the road, so they're really lucky they're at home this week. 5-2-1 at home. Hopefully that gives them a little bit of advantage over New York. But as you know, New York's road to the Super Bowl has been through Green Bay. So
and
it's also gone through Miami this week.
Yeah.
They had the big nightclub thing where they all went to the nightclub in Miami. They went down to Miami.
What are you celebrating right now?
I don't know. But if you're so concerned about your playoff game in Green Bay that you stop off to party with Johnny Manziel and Justin Bieber.
Yeah, Manziel was in the building. And Bieber
was
there.
Yeah, I heard that.
In that game in particular, you would think that the Giants have an advantage, because that New England or that Green Bay secondary is horrible. Mm-hmm. But if he's been partying, if Odell
the
Beckham.
The Giants
been,
just going in, they look like the best wild card team in a while.
Wild is right.
But
that's what really scares me about this Green Bay team. As we saw against the Lions, they lost another defensive player. They're, I believe they have five guys in their secondary out for this game.
Well, we're looking at single digits without a wind chill, I think, for Sunday. This could, the weather could play a huge factor.
If you had to pick one of these eight teams playing this weekend, who's the most likely to make it into the championship game?
I already had my answer that's not for this weekend. It's the Atlanta Falcons.
Right.
I think that they have some of the best value on the board. But this weekend, to make it in to the championship game.
To win two.
The only reason why I'm going to say this is because I think that they have a better shot. And I like this team, and they've been playing really hot. I'm going to go with Green Bay.
I agree.
I'm going to go with Green Bay. I think as banged up as their secondary is, I think that they've been playing well. We saw Aaron Rodgers in some weird funk start the season, and I have no idea what really that stemmed from, but he seems to be out of it, and I think that if they can get a couple of those guys in their secondary back, I got to look and see how long some of these – I mean, a couple of these guys are questionable in cornerback, like Demarius Randall's questionable. Dorleyan is questionable, so it just kind of depends. But that's probably what I would say. I have to go with Green Bay, yeah. I mean, they've covered five of their last six games.
That would probably be against Dallas, unless Detroit pulls an upset.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a revenge game for them, and I know they're going to have to play on the road in Dallas.
Dallas doesn't have a great home field advantage, though.
And coming
well, they do
a week
this
off,
year, but
a week
prior
off
to that,
really,
they never did.
Yeah.
A week off for Dallas may really affect them.
It's almost more than
and
that because the guys didn't play.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Zeke will be out for what? It'll be 2.5, 3 weeks before he's played a game.
The easiest pick for the conference championship game is New England because New England is almost guaranteed to be playing a backup quarterback.
Oh, right. Yeah, they basically have two bye weeks.
If Miami wins, they're playing Miami. If not, they're playing the Oakland-Houston one.
Mm-hmm. And they're also
right,
at home.
Exactly.
They don't lose
and,
at home.
And you know what? New England, everybody asks me, you know, like, how boring is it going to be if it's Dallas-New England? And I'm like, well, that's kind of what it looks like it's going to be. But I'd like to see, like I said, the Falcons or even the Packers sneak in there and get a chance to, you know, prove a little bit of something. But, yeah, I don't really honestly think any of these teams are going to have a shot. I mean, I'd like to say Pittsburgh because, you know, they're 10-point favorites this week, but Matt Moore is not getting the credit he deserves. Not last week. He didn't deserve it last week against the Patriots. But, again, we're talking about this Patriots team that is I don't know how else to say it, but they are superior this year, and they have played really great minus the one game against Seattle. I mean, and that's – I feel like they drop one of those games every single year, a game that, you know, they should probably win and not cover. And this Pittsburgh team, I'm not buying it. I mean, I know last week was kind of fluky going into overtime with the Browns, but I know a lot of people are high on them. I just don't see it. I'm not high on Seattle with their injuries as well. Yeah, they're going to beat the Lions, but I think Detroit could probably cover that game if they can get some of their fourth quarter luck back because the last 2 weeks in the second half have just been brutal for them.
That Seattle, though, is an interesting team because their playmakers on offense certainly are healthy yet.
Yeah.
And that they're still defensive players. They did lose. The loss of Earl Thomas was a big one for them.
I was going to say, that's so big.
Because they've been a different defense without him.
You know what's funny? Is there's one team that we have not mentioned at all in this part.
What?
Kansas City.
Yeah, Kansas City.
I just
number
can't get
two seed.
I know, but I just can't get excited about
them. Well, I'm only excited because I picked them to win the Super Bowl before the season just as a long shot. And Tyreek Hill scores a touchdown every week.
He's unbelievable.
Somehow.
I did draft Tyreek Hill in my postseason draft last night. I do, and then Travis Kelce. I do think this Kansas City team has some moments that I'm impressed with them, but overall, I don't know what it is about this team that maybe it's Alex Smith. Maybe I'm not an Alex Smith fan. I don't really know what it is that I'm not a big fan of to think that they can actually have a shot to win the Super Bowl.
Well, Andy Reid's coaching him. He can get you to
he
a championship game. But
Andy Reid finds a way to snap defeat from the jaws of victory.
And the one time he gets to the Super Bowl, his quarterback hyperventilates in the fourth quarter. Oops. Well, Kelly, as always, we love talking, and thank you so much. And I want to remind people again, kellyinvegas.com. They could subscribe to your service because you don't just do football, even though this is what the time of the year is. Now, will you be doing a lot more in colleges?
You know, I am going to be doing some college basketball this year. I usually wait till conference starts. Last night, I don't know if you guys saw it. I'm sure it's been all over Twitter. Kansas State was a play for me, plus 13.5, and they had a shot to win that game until about the final 5 seconds. And I can't even pronounce the guy's name that plays for KU, but he took about 5 steps on his way to the basket. Nice travel, no call by the lovely Big 12 ref. So I'm okay. K-State got the cover. I really wanted the outright win, but if that's any indication of how my basketball season's going to go, I might take it a little bit easier.
Well, you won, though. You covered. That's all that matters. I know you're a K-State fan.
Certain games like that, I don't mean to ever sound greedy, but you want to get that money line because they had a chance to get it on multiple occasions and then to have, you know, basketball is one of those things where it's almost worse than college kickers. Missing, I can make free throws, okay? I cannot kick a point after. So it's really infuriating when you need one of two free throws and a kid misses both, or, you know, like you need him to miss and, of course, he makes both, those kind of things. So basketball is I think, kind of messes with your mind a little bit more, and that kind of did last night because I for sure thought Kansas State had a chance to win that game. And, you know, when you don't get it there, it gets frustrating.
That's a great point because a 5 or 6 year old can make a free throw.
Yeah.
And none of them are going to kick extra points.
No, for sure. I mean, we see little kids do it all. We see little kids in 3-point contests.
Yeah.
Granted, no one's guarding them, but no one's guarding you when you're making a free throw.
No, that's a great point. And that's why we talked to Kelly in Vegas, at Kelly in Vegas on Twitter, kellyinvegas.com, Vegas Insider. Do you do any non-football stuff for Vegas Insider?
I do not. Actually, we just talked about it because I've only done college football for them. We just talked about I'm going to be doing NFL for them next year.
Oh, good.
And possibly going into working in doing college basketball. So hopefully, I've been with those guys a couple of years. They take great care of me, and I'm excited to start doing some more stuff with them.
Wonderful. Well, Kelly, thanks again. We'll talk to you next week. Kelly in Vegas, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Come right back. With we're going to be with Ruth Lorden, ruthlorden.com, at Psychic Ruth, Kevin Cusick, Brian Miller, Jeff O'Brien. We'll tell you where you can find them when we get back. Justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan at Bradshaw and Bryant. Most of the time, you don't need a lawyer, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw and Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw and Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk to Bradshaw and Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. It won't cost you anything. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw and Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. Bradshaw and Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights. Be an advocate for you and see that you're treated fairly. So if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw and Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at minnesotapersonalinjury.com. That's minnesotapersonalinjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need. SmartStart MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a SmartStart Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The SmartStart Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a SmartStart system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. SmartStart now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. Smart Start has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. Smart Start has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and Smart Start representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at Smart Start know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring. And they can answer all your questions. Smart Start is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to smartstartmn.com. That's smartstartmn.com or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050. And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI.
I'm back! I'm back!
We are back. Kevin Cusick, Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com, at the Loop now. Brian Miller, BrianMillerComedy.com, at Real Brian Miller. Soon, we're pushing for it anyway. We're going to start lobbying City Pages to let them write the do the movie reviews for them.
You know, we've had no politics on this show whatsoever today.
We want to talk about it. You want to take a shot at
Don't get him started.
They back down. They're going to do the ethics thing. They back down. Now they're going after Obamacare. Jeff O'Brien.
That was the most powerful tweet ever.
Which
Trump's. Oh. That immediately shut down the whole shutting down
he
of the ethics office.
All right, now, Ruth, we're going to throw some names at you and tell us if any of them, well, we've got two. If which one sounds like he could be the next Minnesota Gophers coach? P.J. Fleck.
You want Brad Childress.
What?
Tom Pelissero is tweeting the idea of Brad Childress.
I want Brad Childress.
Yeah.
Who wrote Pelissero?
I want him.
Why do you want him?
Because
he was
nice to me when he mentioned that, but when I feel him right now in my heart, he's good, he's ready, he knows how to deal with people, he knows how to handle situations, he's been political, and he's in the area, and he'd be cheap.
Well, he's follically challenged.
Okay, here's what's interesting about this. You mentioned Brad Childress the same time she did.
Well, I saw the tweet, and I think I did the
was Pelissero serious?
I did the Vince McMahon comment. It's not just a no; it's an oh hell no. And Ruth said, "I like the idea."
Well, what
he does have Big Ten experience, so you know from his years with Wisconsin.
Yeah. Well, but what about P.J. Fleck or Craig Bohl? Either one of them hit you?
What I feel is P.J. Fleck could be good, but he thinks he's all that, and he's going to want $2 million. He's going to want a ton. And the other one, is he tied up with a bunch of commitments?
Well, he's at Wyoming.
He's got a contract with Wyoming.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of, and these kind of people don't play. They want to keep him there. He's okay with what he's doing. He's got two players that he feels a good potential. And if the other one, if the first one you mentioned, the PJ or whatever, his energy is good, but he wants too much money or he's going to want to run the show, and it's all going to have to be his way. I am influenced. I just did finish a Frank Sinatra biography that I'd never read before about his life, and I'd never known anything about him. But I'm seeing him as a my way kind of guy, and that may not fly.
Well, if you can turn a program around, you let him go any way he wants.
Will they do that here, though?
I think they need to. If
they
can get it
need
done.
To, but will they give somebody a free rein, a leeway?
Well, they're not going to get anyone as it is anyway. I mean, this P.J. Fleck would probably be
no chance of Lou Holtz, though, right?
He would like it.
Of course he would. Was he
85? But who do I feel doesn't like him? Somebody's put a blacklist on him.
Father Time.
Yeah.
His one supporter is laid up in rehab with his broken hip.
Oh.
Who, Harvey?
Okay.
Sid.
Oh, Sid. Oh, yeah. That's right. I was thinking Harvey McKay because he was a big supporter of his, too. Mm-hmm. I'm looking up Lou's age here of just how old he is now. He is.
Well, he's 80.
He's 80 if he's a day.
Yeah.
What the heck? You know what? You call up Lou Holtz. And it takes a while to get to.
I remember
to.
Back when I was a kid when he was the Jets coach for one year, and he was such a joke. They won three games.
Oh, he came out of the coffin. You remember that? He actually had a coffin that he stepped out of to say that they're going to come back from the dead.
Oh, I don't
something
remember
like
that. But, yeah.
79. He's still 79, but what's today?
The 4th.
Like the Screaming Jay Hawkins he came out of
Friday,
the coffin?
Yeah, Friday, he will be 80.
Great.
Got a birthday coming up. It'll be 80. All right. Well, we'll see about Childress and Fleck, the Fleckster.
I haven't thought of Childress.
I like a guy like Fleck, and if they have to overpay for him, he's a young guy, can build the program. The one that the name that got thrown out earlier in the year, Les Miles. I'd stay away from that because you're going to have the Lou situation where he rebuilds his reputation and he's off to some other school.
I like the Chip Kelly because he'd be entertaining.
Same thing though.
KSTP today, they were talking about Kevin Sumlin as I was driving in, and I'm thinking, when I missed that? When was Kevin Sumlin fired? And he hasn't been. But there's some people who are delusional.
Speculate
to think
anyway.
That a guy who's coaching at Texas A&M. Three straight eight-win years, perennial power, would leave that to come to Minnesota just because his wife, they say, is from Minnesota.
Sometimes.
Minnesota doesn't have that magnetic pull, though.
Where's the guy that played at Minnesota and is a coach now? What the hell was that? Was he at Houston for a while? He'd been, the hell, I'm drawing a blank
on Tom Herman?
No. No, it's not.
He went to Texas. The Houston coach went to Texas.
No. No, it wasn't him then. It'll come
Charlie Strong's available.
Well, there are guys available. Well, anyway, we'll come back to that.
But I think the speed with which they got rid of Clay's had to specifically do with Fleck showing interest.
Getting his game, yeah, his game being
over. So they're going to hear him out and see, you know, what his price is and if he wants too much money and too
much power.
I don't think
$2 million is that outrageous, and not in this day and age.
No, probably not.
All right, Ruth, how about that vibe of the day?
Explore, push our boundaries, get out early, and accomplish. The universe shows us the big picture and the longer term. Actions in accordance with this will have bounteous effects. And it comes easy and flows. Now get to work.
I'm on it. All right, Ruth. Ruth Lord, RuthLorden.com, at Psychic Ruth. Tonight, she'll be at the Medina. And tomorrow night also, 6:30 or 6 o'clock. If you want to set something up, go to RuthLorden.com and do that. Ruth, thank you for that. And we'll check on that Childress thing. We'll talk to you later.
I like him. I just like him. Do you remember when you said something and he thanked me?
He did. He's a believer.
Yeah, and they need all the help they can get, which would be divine.
He's not a believer. Now, I wonder if he wouldn't.
That's Odell Beckham.
He's a believer.
No, he was a believer. He thanked Bob for the psychic because I predicted the exact day of something.
Yeah. All right, Ruth, thank you. And thank you also to Kelly in Vegas was with us. Thank you for that. Thank you to Kevin Cusick, Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com, at The Loop now. Now, The Loop, were you doing your picks tomorrow? Right?
NFL picks. And I was going to say, when Kelly was talking about this week, it was a big week for underdogs. I was 10-6 against the spread this week, but I lost two games by a half a point.
Oh.
So is this close to having a real, theoretically, money-making week?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. It's whining. I didn't want to interrupt Kelly's whining with whining in my own. So.
And what do you got to whine about there, Brian? Anything? Brian Miller, BrianMiller.com?
No, not too much. I'm off this weekend. Looking forward to Wild Card Weekend, and then I'll get back to work.
At Real Brian Miller?
Yep.
Do you and Kostaki, you do anything when it's not football season together?
Yeah, we do like once a month nearabouts in the off season. We do like 6 or 8 off season installments. There's a lot of news, draft, stuff like that.
So it's only football. You don't go into the other sports.
No, we don't do any other sports.
Other sports matter?
No, not to us.
Why don't you do a Brian Miller and have him then help you about movies?
Ooh.
Maybe City Pages would like something like that because they clearly don't want to jump on the bandwagon.
By the way, speaking of the weekend, you got the Wild Card Weekend, but then Monday, what do you guys like in the national championship game?
It's hard to go against Alabama. I don't care that
I'm riding Clemson. I think Clemson.
Really? With or without the points?
Outright.
Wow.
Okay.
I think Clemson's going to win outright. I think there's enough chaos with Alabama's offense. Watson.
Clemson could play some D.
Deshaun Watson didn't get the title last year, didn't get the Heisman this year. He goes out a champion, as John Facenda would say.
That'd be good to see.
Well, it won't be on a frozen tundra. He also mentioned that a few times.
Tampa. Could be soggy.
Yeah. Anyway, Brian Miller, at Real Brian Miller, BryanMiller Miller. Check him out, and he'll soon be at a craft brewery near you, because Jeff O'Brien.
Because he will soon represent all of them.
Jeff O'Brien, at Jeff O'Brien, our business and leisure attorney, soon to be. Have you written any books before?
I've written a chapter. I wrote two chapters for two different legal publications last year.
But this is not. I mean, this is to get people going on how to have a craft brewery, or start one in Minnesota.
Yeah, this will be the biggest project yet that I've had to do writing wise.
And you're gonna have so many freaking clients, because why wouldn't you hire the guy who wrote the book about it?
That's why I'm writing the book.
Yeah. Makes perfect
cause,
sense.
It's like cause and effect.
It's like the old the Eddie Izzard skit when describing how the British Empire was formed. Do you have a flag?
Oh, yeah. We have a flag.
Do you have a book? I have a book.
All right, Jeff O'Brien, thank you. Thank you to Sam. Oh, by the way, I got you know already, too. We got to go get your car. It's
family meeting.
It's temporarily fixed. The drive, anyway. There's
still it's drivable
there's still
now.
Body issues.
There was something about a belt and an explosion. I don't know.
issues, belt, and explosion. It sounds like my weekend.
Just put it. They have fixed it so that, much like me, I'm dented with a lot of wear on the body, but I can still go from one place to the next.
Yeah, I got a crooked frame, but I can show you a good time on the weekend. You know?
Well, that was a word about Bill Clinton. He was crooked too.
He had a shaft.
A body part.
He had a shaft.
All right. Enough of that. Thank you to our listeners. Thank you to our sponsors. We'll talk to you later. I just gotta tell you.